This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast and episode 12 of Where's My Fortune Cookie, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Schreiber. We join Phil today as he mysteriously reconnects with his former Yale mate, Peter Bergman, now celebrated as the Wiz on KPFK's Radio Free Oz, improvises with Arian Phil Austin and Sagittarian David Osman, and the Fire Sign Theater is born. Now, episode 12 of Where's My Fortune Cookie?
The Oz Fire Sign Theater. I didn't waste much time in reaching Peter at KPFK, and he told me he was the Wiz on his Radio Free Oz show, inviting me to join him on the air that very evening. I'd already improvised comedy on Yale Radio with my classmate Victor Miller, who later gained fame by writing Friday the 13th, so I felt comfortable with the idea of just showing up and winging it with my old pal Peter.
It's certainly a great pleasure for my partner Phil Proctor and I to appear before concerned consumers, because we've been suffering from consumption ourselves for a long time, being asked to cough up more money for less goods.
And that same night, I met my future surrealist brothers, Phil Austin and David Osman, on the show. And in the process, we learned that astrologically, we were all fire signs. David had a strong connection to poetry, and Phil, like me, to acting, although he was now producing Peter's show. What Peter was doing on the radio could be fairly described as Aquarian Age comedy. It was the first counterculture, new age, call-in talk show, 5 nights a week. How many of those are still on the air? Peter had the 9 p.m. to midnight shift, perfect for the late-night freaks of Southern California. We worked from a funky, run-down little upstairs studio at KPFK, talking into 4 microphones on a round table covered in felt with a shaded light overhead and sticks of incense burning in the middle. It was like a comedy seance, and we got very tight with one another shortly after we met. Typically, I might play a character like Ernie the Wonder Healer, inspired by Philippine psychic surgeons who'd pull pieces of pig entrails out of folks' stomachs and claim they were cancerous tumors. As Ernie, operating over the phone, I successfully pulled bacon out of callers' stomachs, even if they didn't ask me to. Another time, I played a person abducted by a flying saucer, or we read tarot cards or talked listeners down from bad acid trips. The theme of each show was different, and we would be interviewed as supposedly real people. We quickly learned how much we were all inspired by the absurdity of the Goon Show with Spike Milligan, Peter Sellers, and Harry Secombe. I'd heard them a bit when I was in England, and the boys exposed me to even more of their wonderfully anarchic humor from a set of transcriptions the station owned.